Jennifer Duffy is Senate editor for the Cook Political Report. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What does this mean for getting the president's agenda through Congress?
Well, I think that there are two major implications. The first, obviously, is the way he shapes policy and how he presents it to the Congress. I think that he's got to be ready to make some more concessions than he has in the past. But I think the most important thing, really, is the legislative strategy. With Democrats in control of floor operations and how things get to the floor, the White House is going to have to rethink how they intend to get some of this legislation through Congress.
What are some of the first issues to be affected by a change in party control?
I think the biggest impact and the one most immediately felt will be on judicial nominations. I mean, it's become a very difficult process for both parties, but I think it will. I mean, you have the potential of not getting very many judicial nominations through at all.
Regardless of who controls the Senate, moderate senators of both parties seem to hold the balance of power on any given issue.
That's true. You know, after the November election, there was a common belief that the moderates as a group, perhaps 10 or 12 of them, would sort of band together and move as a bloc. That didn't happen. What happened was each party started to pick off one or two moderates from the other side to get legislation through. That's going to keep happening unless moderates figure out and start getting together on legislation to try and move things towards the middle. But for now, it's like the children's game of Red Rover. One at a time, come on over.
Tom Daschle, presumably, will be a Senate majority leader, even though it's not really a majority.
No, he's more like the plurality leader.
Yeah. So how will he lead?
I actually think Daschle will do a perfectly fine job. He's done a good job as minority leader for the Democrats. He's always been pretty successful in holding together his caucus. He knows how to keep the floor moving. He spent years trying to stall Republican legislation, so he knows what's in store for him as Republicans become the minority there. But I think overall he will do a good job. He just needs to keep his own troops from becoming a little bit overzealous and wanting to push their agenda through right away. I think that could, instead of leading to compromise, lead to stalemate.
Well, that's the question. Is this now a formula for more stalemates or more compromises?
I think everybody needs to sort of live with this for a few days and see how they feel. I mean, I think everybody is hopeful that it creates compromise. But if Democrats, for example, start trying to move legislation, legislation Republicans are really opposed to, then they will filibuster that, and then you will get stalemate, and you return to the Congress of 1999 and 2000, where there was an agenda, but there was no agreement on how to get it through, which is what resulted in what was called the Do-Nothing Congress, and there's a danger that that could come back.
Well, take the judicial appointments that you raised. The Bush administration was careful not to have too many people that the Democrats would strongly object to. Do they now have to go back and put a new slate forward with the new reality of the Senate?
Well, I think the first thing they've got to deal with is Ted Olson. I mean, there is enough objection to his nomination in the Senate that with Democrats in the majority, I just don't think that's going to happen. I think that they will have to rethink some of these nominations that they thought they could just slide through.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Duffy is Senate editor for the Cook Political Report.